Keep up to date with Kerry Business News. Follow In Business RK on Twitter.
You're very welcome back to In Business. Mary Gallagher here with you up until 7 o'clock this evening. If you'd like to get in contact with the show, you can email inbusiness@radiokerry.ie. You can tweet us, we're at InBusinessRK, or you can get in contact via LinkedIn on either the Radio Kerry or my own Mary Gallagher page. And just a reminder that the interviews on this show and all of the In Business shows are podcast on the Radio Kerry website in the podcast section, or you can also find them by searching In Business Radio Kerry on Spotify and iTunes. Now, new research commissioned by the LHK Group, which is a general insurance and financial planning broker, found that invoice fraud and cybercrime are more and more prevalent. 21% of those surveyed have been affected by the threat of cyber or invoice fraud, and this rises to 70% for larger companies employing more than 100 people. Well, to talk more about this, I'm joined now on the line by Colm Kelleher, Managing Director of the LHK Group, which commissioned this research. Colm, good evening. You're very welcome to In Business.
Thank you.
So, LHK Group, you commissioned research to be carried out on cyber attacks. Will you talk to us about the findings from it?
Yeah, well, really, we commissioned a survey to be carried about amongst our own clients and some prospective clients, just to really understand what we're worrying businesses at the moment and seeing how that relates into the insurance world. And I suppose we didn't set out to do a study specifically on cyber, but what became very apparent from the results was that it seems to be the number one risk that people are worrying about and that businesses are worrying about in Ireland at the moment. And I suppose the key findings that we found that, and some of these statistics are interesting, was that 21% of businesses have already been threatened by a cyber scammer in some way, shape or form, and 11% of those have suffered significant financial loss as a result of that. And interesting, you know, there is cyber insurance policies that are available, and that's not always known to businesses. And in the businesses that we spoke to, which was over 200 different types of clients, only 18% of those firms have some form of cyber resilience or cyber policy in place. So what became apparent to us is there just seems to be this significant gap between people knowing the risk is there, having experienced the risk and some losses, and not necessarily finding an insurance solution to cope with it.
And standard commercial policies, they typically don't provide cover for cyber liabilities.
No, not in any way, actually, and I suppose, you know, cyber risk is a relatively new form of crime to all of us, and it's a different form of crime, but it appears to be the fastest growing form of crime at the moment, and traditional insurance policies for property liability, business interruption, doesn't provide cover in any way, shape or form for cyber exposure.
Okay, and as you say, it is common already, but I suppose I wonder, will it become more prevalent over the coming months, especially, you know, the invoice fraud or redirection with two banks leaving the Irish market, and, you know, a lot of businesses will be forced to change to a different bank that is still here in the Irish market. I wonder, will we see scammers kind of taking advantage of that then?
I think that's a really good point, because, you know, one thing that is clear about these scammers and these criminals is that they're very sophisticated and they're very competent and able. And, you know, there's a lot of change in the financial services market at the moment, particularly around bank accounts. So that'll lead to, be it suppliers or customers, having to change the bank accounts they deal with. And that seems to be a tool that they use to sort of get into your business. And we've had some learning from this recently, and it would appear that the cyber criminals can place the virus or the tool that they use and leave it sitting in your business or your IT infrastructure for months in many cases, and then they can call that down or activate it as and when they feel the time is appropriate.
Okay, and if a business is hit like that, you know, as you say, standard commercial policies don't cover that, and if you aren't covered for it, in a lot of cases, business can be left without money, and scammers can make huge amounts of money. You know, the bank or the guards or whoever maybe you might be investigating, in most cases they're not able to get money back, are they?
No, and I suppose, you know, in reality, when a business suffers a cyber attack, and there has been some high profile ones, even the likes of the HSE last year, but, you know, if a business loses its IT infrastructure, in the vast majority of cases, they can't fulfill any of their functions. So they can't, you know, deal with their customers, they can't invoice. So it really is, does bring the business to a halt. And I suppose the policies that have, the insurance policies that have developed to deal with this in the last number of years, they really provide two functions. Number one, they provide an indemnity by paying out the claims where you suffer a financial loss. But second to that, and maybe the piece that's not always understood fully or mentioned, is they come with a suite of services and access to teams of experts to engage with cyber criminals if you are unfortunate to suffer from that cyber event.
Mm. And if someone is attacked, say their system is attacked, and most businesses will have online systems with client details and all those kind of things, as well as, I suppose, being targeted and possibly losing money, they could also face repercussions for a data breach as well, couldn't they?
When we advise clients on cyber cover, there's really three elements to it. There is, you know, the data breach around GDPR legislation, which is quite stringent and which needs to be reported to the data protection officer, and there can be fines from that area. There's then also the loss of your own IT infrastructure and your IT data, which a lot of businesses are built on at the moment. And then the probably third part, and probably this is the scariest part, is the sort of ransomware, where effectively you're held to ransom to get your IT infrastructure back. And this that area in particular seems to be, there seems to be a lot of growth in ransomware incidents at the moment. I recently sat in with a client on a cyber crisis preparation day, and we had a team in from the UK to run that. One of the first questions they ask is, are you going to pay the ransomware? And, you know, the interesting statistic that we found out of that is that when those ransomware attacks occur, it's estimated that 70% of businesses end up paying some form of ransom, which is very different to other forms of criminality where there's little engagement to the criminals. It just seems like a new way for criminals to act.
Criminals aren't picky in who they target. They'll target big or small companies.
Yeah, I mean, you know, within our own company, LHK Group, we have a range of Irish businesses, predominantly from very large to medium to small. And the attacks do seem to be coming across the whole spectrum. I spoke to a client only yesterday, and, you know, they had suffered the loss of €2,000, where somebody had managed to get in actually on a WhatsApp communication to one of their employees who authorized the payment for €2,000. And about 3 months ago, we had another client who had a ransomware attack where the ransomer was looking for a figure of €300,000. So unfortunately, the data isn't readily available, because when these settlements or engagements are made, they're ultimately confidential. But there is that range across different sizes of businesses and different types of cyber losses, and it's difficult to foresee where they might come from. But one thing that does seem to have become apparent is that nearly every business in Ireland is going to suffer from a cyber attack in some way, shape or form if they haven't done so already. And what we're trying to recommend to people is that they look at what options are available to make sure that they're best prepared for that, and if required, have an insurance policy which will help them fund and pay any losses as and when they occur.
Mm, yeah, and as you say there, as well as making your systems robust so that they maybe can sustain an attack or an attempted attack, that looking at that cyber liability cover in an insurance premium, will it increase the premium by a lot?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different type of policy. So and I suppose where we probably have seen, you know, one of the challenges with insurance is that sometimes there's a little bit of inertia that can be both on the side of the broker advisor and the client. So it's a new type of policy. So it's an additional cost that people haven't countered before. But, you know, in the overall portfolio of most businesses we see, it's probably only a percentage of 5-7% in terms of that cover. And it's really important that people just start to understand the cyber risk better, decide what they're going to do about it, and have some preparation about how they're going to deal when what is probably an inevitable cyber attack, when it occurs to their own business.
Do you see this as being an area that will grow in demand over the coming years as people maybe become more aware of it?
Yeah, so we would have seen probably particularly in the last 24 months, we would have seen a lot of increased demand for businesses. And I suppose when we try and understand that, that's probably a reflection of increased hybrid working, increased investment in IT across most businesses in Ireland, you know, through the COVID period. So, you know, the net effect that we've seen coming out of that is businesses have suffered increased cyber incidents, some big, some small, and then there's an increased demand for businesses to look and see what insurance products are available to protect them against future cyber incidents. What we're really encouraging businesses to do is try and understand this space at the moment and not necessarily wait to have the cyber event and buy the policy afterwards, but just fully understand what the policies are and what's available and how that might protect their business from a cyber attack.
Very interesting to hear about these kind of policies coming into force because, as you say, there are so many threats out there and so many businesses have already been hit. Colm, we are going to have to leave it there. Look, thanks so much for joining us and talking to us about this.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Colm Kelleher there, Managing Director of the LHK Group, which is a general insurance and financial planning broker.